Okay, so you know how sometimes you stumble on those places and you're like, whoa, this is way more than I bargained for.
I know exactly what you mean.
Like you think you're just stopping for gas and you end up finding a hidden gem.
Right.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting with this Cobb's Farm campsite.
Ah, Cobb's Farm.
Yeah, our listeners, they want to know more about it. And at first glance, it's like 15 quid a night hookups,
Yeah.
a bit of wifey.
Seems pretty standard.
Yeah, you've even got a little bar. It's like your no-frills kind of stopover.
Exactly. But what's remarkable about Cobb's Farm isn't something you see right off the bat. It's more like the entryway to something
Oh, but
unexpected.
okay, you've got to give me more here. What's so unexpected about it?
It's all about the location. See, Chatteris itself might not be a headline act,
Right.
but it's nestled right between Cambridge and Ely.
Oh, so you're in prime position.
Precisely, you've got history and vibrancy all within easy reach.
Best of both worlds, then. But I'm still hung up on this whole hidden gem thing.
Right, so think about it. You're at Cobb's Farm and you need to ask a question. You call them up, and instead of some generic greeting, the owner picks up and is like, "All right, then, you ready to experience the magic of Chatteris?"
Okay, that's
And
different.
then there's the review system they've got.
Don't tell me they've got those fake five-star
You
reviews.
know, it's way more unique than that they use a wave system.
A wave system.
Yeah, so five ways, you're good to go. Four ways, and there might be a slight hiccup.
Like what?
Maybe the shower's got a mind of its own, or there's a rooster who likes to say hello at dawn.
Charming.
And then there's the single wave.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's their way of saying steer clear for now.
So it's like their own secret language. I love
Exactly.
it. It's like they've got this whole community going on.
Precisely. And it's not just about the quirky details. It's about looking out for each other, you know, understanding the needs of fellow motorhome travelers.
Okay, I'm sold. But what about Chatteris itself? What is there to do in this town?
Well, for starters, they've got the Chatteris Museum.
Ooh, a local museum. I
Yeah.
love a good museum.
It's the perfect place to really get a feel for the town, its history. Maybe uncover some quirky local tales.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
And then, of course, you've got St. Peter and St. Paul's Church. They specifically highlight the churchyard.
A peaceful churchyard. I can already picture it. You know, those centuries-old gravestones, sunlight dappling through the trees.
Exactly, a world away from all the hustle and
A
bustle.
sanctuary. I love it.
And for those who like to stretch their legs a bit, there's cycling and walking in the fens.
Okay, confession time. I had to look at the fens.
Mean,
It's like this whole other world, this vast landscape where the land just melts into the sky.
it's unique.
Definitely adds a different dimension to your average bike ride.
Absolutely. And speaking of exploring, they also mentioned the Chatteris Library.
Now I know what you're thinking, a library. Really. But hear me out on this one.
What's so special about this particular library?
It's not just about the books. It's a community hub,
Yeah.
you know, buzzing with activity.
Yeah.
Like you could wander in and find a book club meeting in full swing, or maybe even discover a hidden talent for knitting.
You never know.
And to round off the Chatteris experience, you've got the town center itself.
Shopping and dining.
Exactly. There's just something about those independent shops and cafes.
It's all part of the experience, right?
Absolutely. So we've got
Yeah.
history, nature, a charming town center, all within easy reach of Cobb's Farm. But what about venturing a bit further afield?
Now that's where things get really interesting. We'll dive into those exciting day trip possibilities right after this quick break.
All right, so we're talking day trips from Cobb's Farm. What's first on the list?
Well, just a stone's throw away, you've got Wickenfen National Nature Reserve.
Yeah, a nature reserve, got it. But what's so special about this one?
This isn't just any nature reserve, it's one of the oldest in England.
Oh, wow, the oldest.
A true testament to the power of nature.
I can imagine. And what kind of landscapes are we talking about here?
Imagine ancient woodlands, the air alive with birdsong. You can stroll through them, glide along the waterways, surrounded by reeds.
Sounds idyllic.
It's like stepping back in time.
Okay, that's definitely going on the list. What else have we got?
Well, let's talk about Ely Cathedral.
Ah, yes, the Ship of the Fens, they called it.
You laughed, but wait till you see it.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Why do they call it that?
Imagine this. You're driving through the fens, flat landscape all around, and suddenly this magnificent structure rises up.
Oh, wow.
Towers and spires soaring skyward. It's like a ship on a sea of green.
I could see it. A ship on a sea of green.
Breathtaking, isn't it?
It is. And I bet it's got some stories to tell.
Centuries worth Norman architecture steeped in history.
Okay, that's going on my must-see list for
Yeah.
sure. Now, what about something for the history buffs out there? I hear there's Oliver Cromwell's house nearby.
Ah, Cromwell, a fascinating and complex figure.
What's his house like?
A portal to 17th century England, a time of turmoil and change. You can practically hear the echoes of history in those rooms.
You can almost feel it, the weight of the past.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of history, what about something for the bookworms out there?
Then a trip to Wisbech is a must.
Wisbech, okay.
They have the Wisbech and Fenland Museum there, and tucked away inside is a true treasure.
Oh, what is it?
An original manuscript of Charles Dickens' Great Expectations.
No way. The actual manuscript.
The real deal.
Wow, that's incredible.
I can imagine.
Dickens fans making a pilgrimage just to see that.
It's a direct link to one of the greatest literary minds.
Amazing.
Right?
Absolutely. Okay, so we've had history, nature. What about something a bit more, well, exciting?
Ah, you're ready for the Raptor Foundation.
Birds of prey. Now we're talking.
Imagine witnessing the flight of a golden eagle, its wingspan stretching over 6 feet.
Wow. Now that's something else.
You can even have a go at flying one yourself.
Seriously.
It's an experience you won't forget.
I bet. And it's all for a good cause too, right?
Absolutely. The Raptor Foundation does incredible work for the conservation of these magnificent creatures.
It sounds like this area has thought of everything.
Well, they've also got Peckover House and Garden.
Okay, and what's that all about?
Imagine a beautiful Georgian townhouse set in tranquil gardens, a perfect place to unwind after a day of exploring.
It sounds lovely and peaceful.
They've got exhibitions there too if you're interested in local history.
So we've got ancient nature reserves, soaring cathedrals, encounters with birds of prey. This area really does have it all.
It really does show you that adventure can be found in the most unexpected places.
It's not just about the destination. It's about the journey and the discoveries you make along the way.
Exactly.
This is so much more than a campsite review. This is like a portal to a whole other world.
It is, isn't it?
It really is, and it all stems from that initial curiosity.
The desire to delve a little deeper.
Exactly. And speaking of delving deeper, I think it's time we explored what this all means for our listeners.
Let's do it.
It's funny, isn't it? We started with a simple campsite review.
And we've ended up on this incredible journey.
I know. We've soared with golden eagles, uncovered literary treasures, even felt the weight of history in those ancient cathedrals.
It's amazing what you can discover when you start digging beneath the surface.
Exactly. And that's what I love about these deep dives. You know, it's not about ticking off tourist traps.
It's about uncovering the soul of a place.
Yes. It's about those hidden stories, those unexpected connections that make a place truly special.
It's about turning a simple stopover into an adventure.
And that's exactly what Cobb's Farm represents, isn't it? More than just a campsite.
So much more. It's a launch pad for exploration.
For a chance to connect with a place and its people on the deeper level and that sense of community we talked about. That's what ties it all together.
Exactly. From the welcoming owners at Cobb's Farm, to those quirky locals and chatterers, to the fellow motorhome enthusiasts you meet along the way.
It's about shared experiences, a sense of belonging.
Precisely.
So to our listeners out there, next time you're planning a trip, remember the lesson of Cobb's Farm.
Don't just book the campsite. Uncover the story behind it.
Exactly. Who knows what hidden treasures you might find? Maybe you'll stumble upon your own wave system community.
Or discover a hidden talent for bell ringing in a peaceful churchyard.
The possibilities are endless, so keep exploring, keep sharing your discoveries, and keep those deep dive requests coming, because you never know where we'll end up next.
Until next time, happy adventuring.